Metabolic syndrome ties together a host of disorders that the medical community typically thought of as unrelated, or at least having separate and distinct causes, including obesity, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and inflammation as products of insulin resistance and high circulating insulin levels. Regulatory systems throughout the body begin to misbehave, with slow, chronic, pathological consequences everywhere. Once we have observed the symptoms of consuming too much sugar, the assumption is that we can dial it back a little and be fine. Drink one or two sugary beverages a day instead of three. Or if we're parenting, allow our children ice cream on weekends only, say, rather than as a daily treat. But if it takes years or decades or even generations for us to get to the point where we display symptoms of metabolic syndrome, it's quite possible that even these apparently moderate amounts of sugar will turn out to be too much for us to be able to reverse the situation and return us to health. And if the symptom that manifests first is something other than getting fatter, cancer for instance, we're truly out of luck. The authorities who argue for moderation in our eating habits tend to be individuals who are relatively lean and healthy. They define moderation as what works for them. This assumes that the same approach and amount will have the same beneficial effect on all of us. If it doesn't, of course, if we fail to remain lean and healthy, or our children fail to do so, the assumption is that we failed, we ate too much sugar, or our children did. If it takes 20 years of consuming sugar for the consequences to appear, how can we know whether we've consumed too much before it's too late? Isn't it more reasonable to decide early in life or early in parenting that not too much is as little as possible? Any discussion of how little sugar is too much also has to account for the possibility that sugar is a drug and perhaps addictive. Trying to consume sugar in moderation, however it's defined in a world in which substantial sugar consumption is the norm and virtually unavoidable, is likely to be no more successful for some of us than trying to smoke cigarettes in moderation, just a few a day rather than the whole pack. Even if we can avoid any meaningful chronic effects by cutting down, we may not be capable of managing our habits, or managing our habits might become the dominant theme in our lives. Some of us certainly find it easier to consume no sugar than to consume a little. No dessert at all, rather than a spoonful or two before pushing the plate to the side.